I'm so glad to be here today, and we have this kind of promising technology. I would like to talk a little bit about the promises of this today, and if I have some time, probably we can discuss this at the end of my presentation, the promising of this technology. So the title for my presentation is Soil and Plant Responses to Poultry Litter and Wood-Based Biochars in Piedmont and Mine Soils. Now, I would like to briefly outline my presentation. I'm going to start with a brief background. I'm going to give a rationale. I'm going to jump to the experimental framework. Then I'm going to give the results, the summary, and again, if I have some time, we're going to talk about some take-home ideas. Now, there is a pretty well-documented and large body of literature talking about the biochar benefits in the soil physical, chemical, and the environmental effects. So I'm not going to go one by one through this, but you can see over there all the good things that biochar can do. Now, that's really enough. But what happened when we tried to make an association between crop yields and biochar? And there was a really nice literature review in 2012. Dr. Spokas, he was reviewing data from 1850 to 2011, and it was kind of surprising because the crop yield range from minus 87 to plus 200%. Sorry for that. And he was in this review, he was working with corn, rice, vegetables. So it's kind of surprising we have these kind of nice attributes, but what is going on with the yield? So why we are doing what we are doing? These are the Piedmont soils in the United States. In our case, in Virginia, it's a really fair amount of Piedmont soils. Probably 40% of our lands in Virginia are Piedmont soils. Now we also have the mine spoil soils. This is a really good component of our study, and the mine spoil soils. They encompasses 250,000 acres in Virginia. The third point about the rationale is there has been few comparisons talking about the biochar, different biochar types, and plant growth responses. So we felt that we need to produce more information about this. And finally, there has been probably no information related to biochar production, at least little information in biochar and plant growth responses in the eastern United States. So we felt that it was important for us to produce a little bit more information. Now, the hypothesis driving our research, the biochar as a soil amendment will improve soil physical, chemical properties, but it will also increase the plant growth. So we set two different objectives. The objective number one, we can call it like a soil type related objective. And the second one is a more plant growth responses objective. So the material method, we work with two different soils. We work with a mine spoil soil. This is from the Powell River Project. So it's a new form soil. And we also work with this highly clay soil from Grena, which is western Virginia. So here we have the mine spoil and here we have the Piedmont soil. Second, we work with two different biochars. We work with a poultry litter. We're going to call it litter hereafter. And that was produced at 400 degrees through flash pyrolysis. And the second biochar was a yellow pine. We're going to call it wood. This was produced at 450 degrees, and again, by using this flash pyrolysis procedure. Now, we made a sort of routine analysis about the nutrient concentration in these two different biochars, and you can see that pretty much they have similar amount of carbon and similar amount of potassium, but quite different amount of nitrogen and potassium. So we need to do something about that. So we decided to equalize, to balance in the NPK and carbon for all the treatments. So by doing this, we were able to work and start with the same condition in all cases. Now, which is the litter is the one that is setting the bar, because the leader, when we wanted to use 20 milligrams per hectare, because that is in the literature, there is one of the most used rates, and this is the treatment that set the bar for us. So in the case of wood, we need to add a little bit more of fertilizer in order to achieve this concentration. And of course, in the fertilizer, we use that concentration. So the idea was to have this concentration for these three treatments. Now we use 9 kilograms of soil in each column, and we set two greenhouse columns studies. We're gonna call it phase one. The phase one is the soil related parameters, and the phase two is the plant growth related parameters. So we started in the phase one, it was a destructive phase, so we took four columns for each treatment. We started by irrigating 250 mils of water, and we collected the leachate, and we measured the pH and the electrical conductivity at 2 hours, 1 day, 3 days, and then every week, and up to the week number 12. And then we destructed those samples to get nutrient content and some more stuff that I will tell you later on. For the phase number two, we grown millet and wheat. We made two harvests in millet, but actually I'm going to talk about like a total yield for that. And then right now we are growing the wheat. We have had one harvest in wheat. Now, one point about this. In our second phase, when we finished the millet, of course the millet pulled out a lot of nutrients, so we needed to add more fertilizer. So we add this fertilizer for all the treatment again. We re-fertilize all the treatment again. And in all the cases, we irrigated every other day with 50 mils of water. So now I'm going to talk a little bit more about my results. And you can see here the columns that we were using. For the phase number one, we made a sort of pre-routine analysis, they call it in Virginia. So you can see in here that most of the nutrients for the minus pole soil were higher. Another important thing, and you can see why this is happening here, why the CAC is that high. Well, the reason is this is a brand new soil, so didn't have much weathering, so it's still conserving all the aluminosilicates and things that, you know, increase the CAC in this soil. For the Piedmont soil, again, lower amount of nutrient and higher amount of clay. So we started with the leachate. We start with the leachate. Sorry for this in here. So we took we added 250 mils of water, and we took the leachate at 2 hours, 1 day, 3 days, and then every single week. So of course, when you are irrigating, the electrical conductivity is decreasing. Now, one point that is important here, and I think that is kind of nice, you can see this red line. The dotted lines are for the 4 minus pole treatment, and the solid line are for the Piedmont treatments. I'm missing here this. What happening here is you can see this yellow orange line. This is for the wood biochar. You can see that in both in the minus four and here in the Piedmont soil, the wood char increased the electrical conductivity. Even when we were leaching the soil, it was good to see that the electrical conductivity was still fixed in a sort of optimal range for the plant, because greater than 1,000 is not good for plant, but in this case we are good. So we can start seeing some good effect of the use of this kind of biochar, the wood biochar. Now, why we are seeing this high electrical conductivity in the Piedmont soils? Well, because we started with a really, really high nitrates concentration in the Piedmont soil. I didn't show this nitrate concentration at the beginning, so this is something that we weren't aware. Hopefully we can fix this in future. Then we measure the pH and the soil salt through the profile. Here you can see the minus pole soil, this new form soil. and here you can see the clay soil. Again, it's kind of nice, this buffering effect, reducing the really high pH for this minus poi soil by using the wood char. We know that above A, pH of A, the phosphorus is really limiting. It's not available, and the micronutrients are readily available. So again, we can see more good effect of the use of this wood char. Now in the Piedmont, it's the responses are a little bit mixed, and I'm not going to make a point in here. Now, if we go to the soluble salts, again we can see in here the orange line for the minus poi salt. This is the wood char. So the wood char again is doing a really good job decreasing high pH in these new soils and maintaining a good amount of soluble salts. All right, I can continue with that. Then we measure the nitrogen through the profile. For the sake of clarity, I divided the comparison in Piedmont soil and minus poi soil. Now, this line, is for the little char. You can see that the little char in the Piedmont soil is increasing a little bit the nitrogen concentration in the 5-10 upper centimeters. The opposite happened in the minus poi soil with the wood char. So we can construct a sort of idea. The little char is doing really good job in this high clay soil, and the wood char, this orange line, is doing a really good job in these new soils. Now we also measure the soil phosphorus, potassium, and calcium. It's really important to notice in here the boosting effect of the use of these chars, the wood char and the little char in all cases. Well, for the case of calcium, is not that evident. And then we also measure. Okay. I think that I'm going to move on. 10-15 minutes can be a really short time. Sorry for that. So we also measure the millet yield, and we realized that we found that the wood char produce the highest yield in the millet. I'm not going to say anything here. You can see that all the minus poi soil were the same. Now for the wheat, what happened with the wheat? You can see that the opposite happened. In the wheat, the minus poi did it better. Now, I had to clarify something in here. When we refertilize, when we move from the millet to the wheat, I said that we refertilize, but we refertilize, we're all the same. We didn't account for the greater production in the millet. Of course, the millet produced much more in this kind of soil. So then when we refertilize all the same, we didn't account for that extra uptaking for the last crop. So that's something else that we need to fix the next time. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry for that. I went too fast.
It's not a thing. Okay. We don't have that much questions. Thanks, Veraglio, for your presentation. Okay. Thanks. Thank you.